across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The death toll in the Morocco earthquake is well over 2,000. The number of injured about the same. The 6.8 magnitude quake was the strongest to hit Morocco in more than a century. Rescue workers have been scrambling to find survivors. Here's the BBC's Nick Beek.
Emergency services are finding it difficult to reach these areas as roads have been blocked by landslides. The armed forces have been mobilized to help. Morocco bears the scars of previous earthquakes. In 1960, more than 12,000 people were killed in Agadir, and the town had to be rebuilt. This quake is stronger than that one and is thought to be the country's worst in modern times.
President Biden has ended his trip to India in the G20 summit with a visit to the Gandhi Memorial. The war in Ukraine was top of mind for summit delegates. CBS's Willie James Inman.
G20 leaders have agreed on a joint statement that will in part touch on the war in Ukraine. During a virtual briefing with reporters, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the communique would feature, quote, a set of consequential paragraphs on the war in Ukraine, something the U.S. delegation seemed satisfied with. President Biden takes on his last day in G20 events on Sunday. From there, he will travel to Hanoi, Vietnam, where he is expected to meet with the country's leaders and further deepen the relationship between the U.S. and Vietnam. Willie James Inman, CBS News, New Delhi.
Coco Gauff is the first American teenager to win the women's championship at the U.S. Open since Serena Williams in 1999. It's the first Grand Slam title for the 19-year-old, who answered doubters and critics with the win and these words on ESPN.
A month ago, I won a 500 title and people said I would stop at that. 2 weeks ago, I won a 1,000 title and people were saying that was the biggest it was going to get. So 3 weeks later, I'm here with this trophy right now.
Hurricane Lee is still a beast of a storm, but not threatening land. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It has weakened back down to a Category 3. That's because wind shear, or wind moving at different directions at different heights of the hurricane, pulled it apart. It has weakened it. Unfortunately, though, the storm is likely to strengthen again. It's probably going to get back to a Category 4. But the good news, it's going to really just struggle to make it towards such a longitude that it could even possibly hit the United States.
In New London, Connecticut, it was Don't Get Mad, Get Even, 242 years after Benedict Arnold led the Redcoats in burning down the town. Saturday night, residents led a march and torched an Arnold likeness in effigy, part of its Burning of Benedict Arnold Festival. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Until midnight tonight, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Find more information on them at movetomadison.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Live music, great beer, and awesome food. FullMileBeerCompany.com. Magic Conch has a brand new album out. We're going to hear a couple off of it right now. Meet Me in the Middle. Brand new Magic Conch, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Magic Conch, hotter than the sun on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was a 17-minute double dip.
Was it?
of Magic Conch.
It didn't feel like it.
No, it didn't.
It just felt so easy and fun to listen to.
Their new album is really good. I would definitely recommend going out and grabbing that. It's streaming everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's called Fine Dining and Breathing. Fine Dining and Breathing.
Hmm.
With spaghetti and meatballs in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That goes back to our interview with Trevor Banks. In case you missed it, you can hear it again tomorrow night on the replay.
And on
and it was good.
And it will be podcasted to maxincradio.com.
I imagine Italian restaurant, kind of like The Sopranos. You
yeah.
Know?
Right. That was the vibe I was getting. Exactly.
Okay.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you all along. Rocker, Jimmy K, Terry Barr
Hello.
With you. Nice to see you. A rock star death notice or jazz star death notice,
yeah.
Of course, Richard Davis. Mm.
International jazz legend.
I feel bad because I really don't know that much about him other than he played bass. He played with a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz and blues. We were watching I think we watched the same thing last night on Channel 3000.
We did.
They did a great piece for it. You can check it out on their webpage. But the way he taught, he was a stickler, kind of like what Trevor was saying about Clyde.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a good comparison.
Yes. He was a professor here at the University of Wisconsin, and he was 93 when he passed. So he had been here, and, you know, I heard a lot of things about how when he moved here, it was kind of like Clyde, like he became, you know, a part of Madison. Because he's originally from Chicago, and he really embraced Madison, and Madison really embraced him, and he was, you know, quite a jazz legend.
There's a street named after him here in Madison.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Yeah. So let's... This is the third week in a row we've had to do a rock star death notice.
Ooh.
Hopefully we don't have to do it again next week.
Yeah, let's call it quits on that.
And the singer from Smash Mouth also passed away.
That's right.
I met them and him in particular a couple of years ago in the Dells when they did they shut down the streets and had a huge show. And we got to introduce him on stage.
Oh, wow.
He was a hoot. He was whispering naughty words in my ear as we took a photo, and I was like, oh my. And you can tell the look on my face. I'm like,
my photographer.
Yeah, help.
Those are like the perfect photos.
Yeah. Yeah. Good guy. Fun music. And okay, now I'm done. Now I really hope we're done talking about this stuff too.
Well, next week, I'm really looking forward to next week. I'm leaving the studio next week.
That's right.
Rob Roberts is going to come in and hang out with you too.
We call him the utility player.
Yes.
Which I think is awesome. That means he can do everything.
Maybe he'll cook you up. He'll produce a radio show and he'll cook you a 5-star dinner.
Yeah.
Rob Roberts, everybody.
Okay, where are you and what are you doing? And should people come hang out with you?
Yes, people should definitely come hang out with me. I'll be at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. It's a Max Inc. concert series. I get those two. The showcase, Rocker. Sorry. This is a showcase. It's because it's on a Saturday night. Sky Urchin is playing live. The Vipers are playing live. And their public debut, Peacemaker.
Ooh.
That's the old I Am Dragon, John Stover guy.
Ha. Huh.
And he rocks. So that's happening next Saturday. And I want to be broadcasting live from 6 to 9 p.m. doing some check-ins, kind of similar to what we did tonight.
Oh, I'm jealous.
From Wausau. Uh-huh. So
I'm excited to hear about their kind of stage and how that works with a rock show there.
I'm excited to go drink beer and hang out with people while I'm doing radio.
Jimmy's just excited to go drink beer.
Quite honestly, it's no different here than at the Dark Star.
Hey, if people want to come from out of town, where is Dark Star?
It's right off the Capitol Square on East Washington Avenue, just east. It's right next to Salvatore's Tomato Pies. In fact, I envision a two-pour whiskey or something like that. With ice and a Salvatore's tomato pie sitting in front of me on the outside while I'm doing my broadcast.
I want a selfie of that.
Oh, I'll give you a selfie.
Yeah, you better.
Tomato pie and whiskey. There's nothing better.
Oh, pizza that's porn. Gonna be fun.
It's going to be a great time. It's presented by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Make sure you check out all their stores. Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and the brand new one on Watts Road. herbalaspect.com to get your buds. It's the Max Inc. Concert Showcase next Saturday. Hope you can join us. Rocker, it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm waiting to hear all about it.
Okay, I got a mission this hour. I got a bunch of songs I promised that I was going
to
play.
Yeah, and I put it out on social media, so you better get to it.
I got to get to it right now. All right, so this one showed up in the Max Inc. radio box, and I haven't listened to this yet.
Uh-oh. So,
this is going to be new for all of us.
I like it.
The band is called Drivatron, and this song is called Glow in the Dark on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Charlie Boy.
Woohoo!
Grodd.
Yes.
Or we think, anyway.
Well, everything I'm looking at, Grodd.
Grodd.
G-R-O-D. Right. Grodd.
Grodd.
And it says here on their Instagram, it is the first song we've ever written ever together. So it's been a long time coming. And we thank everyone for the love and support. For you, Jimmy K, for playing it.
I kind of remember that song from when they were in the Devil's Lair.
That was super cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a great time.
Mm-hmm. Which you can listen to and by going to maxincradio.com and finding the podcast.
Yeah, that new website.
I think I beat Jimmy to it.
That's funny. I'm the guy that always says, drive to the website, drive to the website, drive to the website.
Yep. Look at how proud he is of himself now.
Good job, Rocker.
Hey, who was before that?
So that was Drivatron.
That was nice.
Drivatron from their album, I think it's Dive, Dive, Dive.
Where are they from?
I think they're from Madison here.
Okay.
I gotta,
We keep getting like new bands, which is so much fun.
They sent us a text,
they
right?
They did. They said, thanks, you guys, so much for including Drivatron tonight. This is our first radio play.
Wow.
And we are so happy about it.
We're
making dreams come true, baby.
We're happy to be your first.
I know. We really are. Oh, that's awesome.
I liked it. You know, so that was the first time I've listened to it, other than a quick little preview earlier when I was building the playlist. But I like that. I like the Drivatron.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and airy. Mm-hmm. Has a good vibe to it.
It did. Yeah.
I like it.
Good stuff.
They sent one other song in. We'll play that next week.
Ooh, okay.
All right. What we got coming up? We got Luke McGrubber. Excuse me. Blubber. The stumble. Let's try that again. We have Luke McGovern coming in.
You got it.
And that's coming up in the Devil's Lair at 9 o'clock. We got Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock.
What you got?
Oh, At Batten's End. At Batten's End checks in. They got some new music. Actually, a new single out that we're going to debut tonight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Nice.
And then Sabotage. Nick from Sabotage joined me at 11:30. Great interview. Great guy. They're from Bulgaria.
Oh.
And their lives and their band have been touched by the Ukrainian war.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a touching story and a great interview and great music, too. Can't wait.
I'll look forward to listening
to that. So that's Maxine Covey coming up after, of course, East Central Last Crack.
Hey, I got to ask you about that. Somebody recently asked me, is there always an East Central Last Crack? And obviously, they don't know the whole, you know, tie with Last. Can you explain it for people who may be new to listening and don't know what this story is behind Essential Last Crack?
So when we started doing Max Inc. Heavy, Rocker was the host of Heavy.
Right.
And he's the one that started Essential Last Crack because of Rocker's background and history with the band.
Of course.
And my extensive Last Crack library.
Well, I mean,
oh my gosh.
They don't have there's what, three albums and a live album.
That's pretty
well,
good.
You know, I have some of the demos and some of the other unreleased materials and different things that I've played in the past on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, basically, because it was Last Crack, of course, they're from Madison, but they were signed to Roadrunner Records back in 1989 through 1991, released a seminal album called Burning Time. And, you know, it really gained huge popularity in the underground scenes. They were really kind of up and coming and then kind of broke up in 1991.
Ouch.
And you know, had some other things happening after that, but they are such like a kind of like a cult band or underground band, you know, funk metal band, and they have such great music, and they were produced by Dave Jordan, who produced Kiss and Alice in Chains and, you know,
wow,
all these crazy bands, right?
So they're one of the bands from like the late 80s, early 90s, and 2000s that, you know, got fame from Madison, a Madison band that got fame.
Yeah.
And, you know, back then that hardly ever happened. So it was nice to see that happen.
Okay. Thanks for the explanation for the person who asked about this.
Yes. And their live album was during a time when I had to manage the band. And that was actually the live album, Burning Funkhouse Live, was recorded on my birthday.
Oh.
At the Annex here in Madison. So
fun.
So you know, I had a history of them.
You're writing a book soon,
tell
too,
a lot
aren't
of
you?
Stories about them and stuff. Yeah.
Somewhere in that album, you can hear Rocker.
My Life with Last Crack.
Yeah. You can hear Rock on My Birdie Time Live. You can hear Rocker in the background before a song saying the F-bomb on side stage.
I have a cameo in in a song, though.
Now we're going to have to get a our hands on this.
And those were the days.
Yeah.
All right. East Central
Thanks,
Last Crack.
You guys.
Tonight
Thank
at 11
you.
O'clock. New music from Sam Lyons and Rain Stern. Stay put. It's Max Inc. Radio.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors. Yup, family activities and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's a Max Inc. Concert Showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Concert Showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
8:37 in Madison, Wisconsin. We got live in the Devil's Lair with Luke McGovern in just a couple of minutes. Right now, brand new music from Rain Stern.
You look so good. Stop being my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my zodiac. Come on, let's see. I even gave a dollar to the mother of the flowers just to let me spend my hours in the air you breathe. I can't remember seeing you before you were the thing I used to justify the way I move. I can't sit still. For bringing every bit of me, there's something about your energy. Also share that really love, that truly care, that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique. Yeah, I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I want it too, so I'll help you to change the whole world. Matter if you believe, but I believe if you want me.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up. Be what you want to be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up. See what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see.
Raise you
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh, when the stars have aligned, girl, then you'll be mine. Please let me touch that booty. And with a butt like that, I simply got to ask. Please let me touch that booty. I got you down on the floor, baby, begging me for more. Please let me touch that booty. Popping out of those jeans like the girls in magazines. At least let me see. And just drop those pants. Please let me touch that booty.
Civic Media, Dr. Noise. Hard to believe that song is from 2010 already. Holy cow.
No way.
The booty song off of Short Stories. Such a fun song.
I want to get a bunch of girls together and sing that song.
I'm down.
Let's do it. All right. And then you have to come and dance right in front of us because I know how much you love to dance. I've seen you dance.
This is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, no, he didn't like it at all.
Move my feet.
Yeah.
You're not stuck in concrete.
That's kind of like the 70s or the 80s dance where people just kind of went back and forth between their feet. Yeah.
People Blur's band before that, that was Stepping Stone. Terry and I were talking off air that that song is unique because Mama T is not singing lead. I think that's Tim on lead, right?
Yeah, there's a couple songs where the guy sings.
Yeah.
Is it Tim though? Is it
We're
Farmer
gonna have
Tim?
To ask them.
Yeah, I tried to call Kelsey, the
other guy that sings, the keyboard player. I don't know his name off the top
Robert.
Of my head.
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
Tim does sing.
And then there's
Craig
another
Bauman
guy that,
sings.
Craig Bauman.
Craig Bauman. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forget he's in the People Brother.
You know, isn't that interesting, though, when you talk about how many people are in that band? How do they write this music together?
I know.
I mean, I know Teresa writes a lot of the lyrics and things, but
That new album, it's just stellar.
I know you
stellar.
Said that.
It's great. All right. Hey, we got Live in the Devil's Lair coming up, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. Luke McGovern, he is here. He is warmed up. He is ready to roll. and he'll play live for you. We also got a couple of songs. I think they're brand new songs. Is that right? Brand new songs?
All brand new.
Not all.
Even out
not
yet.
All.
Oh, wait a minute. Not really?
Well, okay. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We also got Maxine Kevy coming up tonight at 10 o'clock. If you want to call and be part of the show, yeah. Luke would love to field your questions. You could do that right now. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. Get that on your phone right now. Get downloaded from MaxineKRadio.com. Or you just do the old-fashioned way and rotary dial us. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. And we'll put you on there. So that's just that simple, you know? Let's do some Jay Marston or Marston to end the hour here.
Nice.
Running in the Dark, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Ah! RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.